Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. How about a quick round of applause for the Fantasy Lowdown team? We had Marvin Jones on our sleeper list last week. Yeah, that's right, leading up to a 4-touchdown day for the Bengals wideout. But hey, let's face it, if I really felt that strongly about Jones, he would have been my must-start for last week. But I will take any success story I can get. They don't come around too often. Maybe I'll have another successful week this week. Maybe you will too, after watching the Fantasy Lowdown, presented by Verizon.
Solid and steady. We don't think of Alex Smith as a can't-miss fantasy performer. He's simply a productive quarterback for the league's lone undefeated team. But this week, Smith is a surefire fantasy starter at Buffalo and a Bills defense that has surrendered more passing touchdowns than any other team in the NFL. In 3 road games this year, Smith has tossed just 1 interception. And throughout the season, he's used a short passing game to his advantage. It's a great matchup for Smith, and you should feel comfortable with him as a starter. The same cannot be said for Vincent Jackson. The Bucs travel to Seattle and face the NFL's 3rd-ranked pass defense. It's tough to bench Jackson, who's averaged more than 100 yards receiving the last 3 weeks, with 4 touchdowns in that span. But whatever chemistry he's discovered with Mike Lennon will evaporate, at least for this week. You have to sit Vincent Jackson in week number 9. Pats fans remember what Danny Woodhead is capable of, right? He's a do-it-all back who occasionally becomes a fantasy football difference maker. Figuring out when those weeks will be is the tricky part. Now with San Diego, Woodhead has one of those weeks on tap against Washington. He'll be good for a touchdown and 75 all-purpose yards as this week's top sleeper. Our sleeper list this week includes Jason Campbell, slated for his 2nd straight start at QB for the Browns and a game at home against a mediocre Ravens pass defense. Carolina's Mike Tolbert is an intriguing 1-week fill-in at running back, and at wideout, pick up Seattle's Doug Baldwin, who could have a huge day against Tampa Bay in the absence of Sidney Rice and before Percy Harvin returns.
I'll try to help you out here in this critical week. Catch me on Twitter at _below. That's _below with all your stardom or sit-em questions. That'll wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.